bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing.
Yeah, I bet you're going fishing.
You know I've been fishing.
You know we've been fishing, too. Did your baby go with you?
Well, not this time.
Not this time.
It was at lunch break. My baby Connor, my co-worker.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a great help, so I got to give him props.
In case you don't know what this is you're listening to, this is me and Leaf doing the fishing report, and you said you've got the second ever retraction that you're going to have to state.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I keep on saying Memorial Day weekend, the river's open all around the state. Right. I remember that for sure.
Which is this weekend.
I keep saying Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually tomorrow.
It's actually Saturday. Now, people are going to be hearing this for the next week. So,
yeah.
The Saturday before Memorial Day
weekend, that Saturday.
Right.
When it should, very logical.
Yeah. I know it seemed
not Monday.
I know. If you put it on Monday, it's like, well, geez, anybody.
Yeah, we get a shot at it and then we go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So go fishing this weekend.
Go fishing.
That might not be easy, though.
Talking about rivers. Oh, well, that's what I've been watching. I've been watching the levels, and it just
6,000 was the last I saw.
Slowly creeping up all week, and it looks like there's going to be plenty of moisture coming down in the mountains.
Well, there was
coming down right now.
I hate to say, to contradict you, there was no slowly in how it came up. It went from like 3,000 to 6,000 in 24 hours, and blew out my Beaver Creek trap, and that's why I was saying last week, I don't like to prognosticate, because holy cow, within 3 days it came up, not like huge. Like I said, I thought we reached about our peak, but I definitely would say we have now. I bet it won't get over 7,000 or 8,000. Some years this river can hit 20,000. People don't believe me when I say, but I remember whitewater rafting, it gets really super awesome at about 13 to 15. So that's, that's like an average
enough.
Year. We're peaking out this year at about 6,000 to 8,000, and that's because we stayed so high all winter long.
Now, are you taking into account this current storm cycle that's blowing into the mountains?
It might push us up to 10,000 if I'm super crazy wrong, but that'll hardly be where we, get to mid-range.
Yeah, so, regardless.
And that's because we stayed at 2,000 or like 1,000 all winter instead of like 300 or 500. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of had half our spring runoff come all winter long.
We're dealing with so many things that seem just slightly different than normal or out of sequence. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
There are things that happen, but maybe out of sequence, like this storm cycle we're having. This is like a late July type of phenomenon.
Yeah.
And the bugs, I know we're talking about rivers opening up. Yeah. I know you're probably looking at bugs more seriously.
Yeah.
Are they hatching earlier?
It seems like everything, it's weird. We had certain things, like the fish essentially came up when they should, but stopped like midway in some of the tributaries. And then when they got up into the tributaries, stayed there kind of longer, waiting for that flow to push them out in the case of like the kelts and everything. And so we had some fish stay above our trap for weeks, when we thought they should only spend 4 or 5 days. And, so certain things have been, it's not super clear cut. But you just have to kind of...
But it does feel a little different.
It's definitely different. It's very different. I mean, I was up at Davis Lake today with my buddy Connor. We took our lunch break, ran up there and took a couple casts. And I was getting covered in damsel nymphs. They were crawling up out of the water, getting ready to, get that shuck off and start flying around. That little miniature dragonfly, people would kind of think if they didn't... I'm not a super big entomologist, but... that's what I used to think they were. And this is not necessarily the time of the year where I thought it would be hot and heavy, but it was really pretty darn hot and heavy up there. They were already moving around. There was already a lot popping off.
Well, even non-fishermen noticed that there was a huge fruit fly hatch out way early.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it just seems things are a little bit.
Little suckers.
Yeah. A little bit odd.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. So it's going to be a different year, but what I think people.
You got a plan for the river?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to get on it. I have a plan to go out. We like to do a mushroom picking Memorial Day weekend camp out, or it's one of the things that my friend Lee Woody used to do with me. And I like to uphold that and try to do that whenever it's good. And so take the family out, take the horseshoes, take the, all the friends and just have a good time. So we'll probably do that this weekend, but definitely first thing next week I'm going to be on that river, and it might be tough at first, but I've learned, that you can get into this stuff right away. I kind of stray away from streamers, even though they can kind of be the go-to when water is high. They go with big dark bugs and And you strip those, but I have a hard time catching anything but bull trout. And that's, you know, I love bull trout, and anybody in their right mind loves to catch them, but we're not supposed to go after them in this river.
Right.
And it's not really what I'm after. After steelhead season, I'm after just a little cutthroat, big cutthroat. The fish are a little surprising in little water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can start working that 10 to 12 inches off this bank, the bank in this river right away with your dry fly, which is kind of unique for sure for mm-hmm. this, for any river. And so that's what I start to do. I usually start with stimulators and the smaller bugs, trying to kind of go along the lines of a mayfly or something mm-hmm. like that. And don't start too big, but, you know, work that 10 to 12 inches off the bank, and you'd be surprised how many trout are finding refuge in
there. Yeah, those are good tips.
Right off the bank area there.
Yeah, cool.
And you'll have nice fish right away. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be able to start fishing this river for sure at like 3,000. And from then on down, it just gets funner and funner.
Okay, and keep your footing. Everybody.
Oh, like we say every year, just don't even wear your waders, because you can't wade.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go near it for a while. God forbid, don't try to cross this thing until, like 1,200 or 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, and if you just, if you have questions, just give me a call anytime on that. But right now, you know, we're having fun at Davis Lake. That's been off the charts. I use I like this time to use a dry damsel, and then just drop the damsel nymph about 6 to 8 inches underneath that. And so they're going to hit either one. Either you're going to see your adult damsel sink underneath when they grab that nymph, or you're going to just get the pleasure of watching them smash that dry fly, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah. Always fun. Especially if you tied it yourself.
Oh, man. And, yeah, I'm kind of behind the ball on getting my stuff ready for this year. But I just went and picked up some deer hair at the Outdoorsman. I'm gonna put together some stimulators. That's kind of my bug for the spring, like mm-hmm. I say, in the river. It just kind of is a good overall. It looks like a caddis. Looks like a... calabatus, mm-hmm. anything like that.
Like a lot of things.
We even have giant salmon fly coming off at night right now. So, you know, it's not to say that they wouldn't hit a giant dry fly right now.
Right,
and that's
on.
The great thing about fishing the Methow. And if anybody needs some tips or just wants to check out some more information, just check out flyfishersproshop.com, and Methow Fishing Adventures always keeps their blog and our podcast up to date, thanks to K-Root. And just feel free to shoot me a ring, 429-7298. Enjoy that spring. Be careful with the river. And, hey, have fun out there getting your fish on.
Going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you.